We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And then you got things like what's going on in Green Bay. And for an update, we head to our friend Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee to get the latest rundown of what's going on. First of all, Gabe, thanks for taking a few minutes for us, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing out there?
Fantastic. I wish that we could be talking about better things, but here we are again with another chapter in the Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers saga that now has team CEO Mark Murphy coming out and saying that, you know, former GM Ted Thompson summed it up best by saying Aaron Rodgers is complicated and hard to work with. This comes less than 10 days after he had a team email saying that fans have been divided by it. For kind of a rundown, what do you think Mark Murphy was trying to get at when he decided to talk about Aaron Rodgers being away from the team?
I think he was just trying to illustrate what it's like. Now, I don't think he thought too far ahead on this one, to be completely honest, just because, as you mentioned, it was actually 4 days. It was last Saturday that he had, I believe it was last Saturday, which is the first Saturday of every month, Mark Murphy has a column that he posts on the team website, Packers.com, where he answers a handful of questions from fans, and obviously he addressed the Aaron Rodgers situation, and then said in that address to Packers fans, the less that's said publicly by both sides is for the best. So what does he do on Thursday nights? This past Thursday night, the first time Mark Murphy's in public, he, of course, addresses it and calls him a complicated fella. And then on top of it, the compound thing here that is just perplexing to me is he decides to kind of hide behind Ted Thompson, who was famously private in Green Bay. Like, that's just who Ted was. And Ted is also, Ted passed away earlier this year, passed away in January. So Ted can't even provide context as to what Mark Murphy was saying. It was very confusing because, again, Murphy going against his own advice of not saying anything publicly. So Murphy has now gone in his chapter, his part of this Aaron Rodgers versus Green Bay Packers saga. In January, Mark Murphy, when addressing the media, said, "We're not idiots. Of course, we're going to have Aaron back." To then the next time he speaks to the media saying, "I don't address and we don't address specific player contracts when asked about Aaron Rodgers." And now the last, this past week, he just seems to keep on contradicting himself. And the winner here, I think, is just Aaron Rodgers, because the Packers are forced to speak to the media, whether it's Matt LaFleur having to speak because it's, OTAs and mandatory minicamps, or Brian Gutekunst has to talk because of the NFL draft. And I guess Mark Murphy doesn't have to talk, but he keeps on talking and inserting himself in there. Whereas we've only heard from Aaron Rodgers once. We heard from Aaron Rodgers when he went on Kenny Mayne's last SportsCenter 3 weeks ago now and talked about culture and how he doesn't think that people are treated the right way in Green Bay. And honestly, I think Rodgers is right now sitting back going, "Yeah, this is kind of what I'm talking about." He can't even take his own advice and be quiet when he says we should all kind of keep this behind closed doors.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was going to go down the roads of is. This is exactly what Aaron, when he was saying that, it was kind of at the time veiled, but it used to be about the people and caring about the people and the fans and not just the guys on the team. Is that kind of is he maybe talking about, when Ted Thompson was running the team prior to, Brian Gutekunst and Mark Murphy having such a big say over things here? And how much of a difference is it from the outside of the organization as opposed to the inside, what Aaron is looking at.
Yeah, the other thing that kind of came up this last week was James Jones, our former Packers teammate, now works for the NFL Network. He went down to Colin Cowherd radio show and was talking about some of the things that he's talked to Aaron about and some of the things that have frustrated Aaron, and how it's not necessarily just the general manager. It's not all about the general manager. It's not about who they draft. It's about some of the people they let go. And specifically, James Jones listed Charles Woodson, who the Packers let go, and he went on and had a good couple of seasons at the very tail end of his career in Oakland to close things out. And Jordy Nelson, who was incredibly close with Aaron Rodgers, played 1 year with the Raiders before he ultimately retired. And those are the two names that he specifically brought up. And Woodson was a Ted Thompson choice. Jordy Nelson was one of the very first choices that Brian Gutekunst made. And I think that kind of fits the narrative of Jake Kumerow is a name that keeps coming up, and nobody knows who Jake Kumerow is because he was a third, fourth receiver for the Packers, and now he's very down the depth charts as part of the Buffalo Bills. So he was really an inconsequential player, but he's somebody that Aaron Rodgers enjoyed playing with. He complimented him, and then the next day, Jake Kumerow was gone. So that, I think, is one of the issues as well, where it used to be about these people, and now it's not necessarily about that. It's about always looking forward to the future. And I do a show with Mark Chmura every morning, 7 to 9, here on ESPN Milwaukee. And Chewy played for the Packers in the 90s. And he said the one thing about the organization that has changed the most is it used to be kind of a family type atmosphere where they did a thing called pub club, where literally anybody in the building was invited to go have a drink on a Wednesday or a Thursday night. And the one rule was you couldn't talk about work, but as the Packers with Brett Favre, obviously continue to get bigger and bigger. And then that translated over to Aaron Rodgers. The team has become more and more corporate where it's a little more buttoned up and you're not doing things like that. So, I think that's one of the natural progressions of any, when you look at the NFL or the Packers over the last 30 years, that makes a lot more sense that they would be a lot more corporate, but you still need to find a way to manage players and manage, especially your best players, and kind of address, I think, some of the things that Rodgers talked about in terms of the culture, in terms of how people are treated. Because, again, Mark Murphy, I think, is giving an example of what Aaron Rodgers was talking about when he, put it out there that the culture maybe wasn't the best in Green Bay.
Gabe Neitzel is our guest, ESPN Milwaukee. Now, this is now you have this offseason where Jordan Love is thrust in the spotlight. It was a roller coaster first couple of days of minicamp. How has he settled in, and what are the reports out of his performances?
Yeah, it's been inconsistent, but I guess that's going to be what's expected. Even the Packers knew that this guy wasn't going to be ready day one.
Yep.
It was very obvious, I think, to everybody. When Jordan Love was drafted, he took a look at Aaron Rodgers' contract. He went, all right, Aaron Rodgers is going to play here for two more years, and then the Packers are going to give the reins over to Jordan Love. So I think the Packers' plan all along was for him to develop for 2 years. And, given the pandemic and no preseason games last year, and the fact that Jordan Love didn't dress for a single game last year, he didn't take a ton of reps. He didn't have a lot of reps. So the three-day mandatory minicamp, he made more throws then than he did all of last training camp. So there are going to be some ebbs and flows. It was kind of sketchy day one last week. Day two, he looked fantastic. Day three seemed to be okay, but there's going to be ebbs and flows as there is with any young quarterback, especially one that doesn't have a ton of reps at this level. And I think that just needs to be the expectation. And that's what Packers fans, I think, are going to have to do if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back. This team's going to be a lot different, and it's going to take some, there's going to be a big learning curve. There's going to be some growing pains with Jordan Love, but if he's ultimately going to be the guy, there's going to be some downtimes. Just like when Aaron Rodgers took over, and the Packers loved what Aaron Rodgers did in his first year as a starter, but the team went 6-10. And, this is a team that could potentially be, a 12-13 win team again, but with Jordan Love, that's just not what they're going to be.
Before we let you go, let's talk about some good things that are going on in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Bucks winning the two at home. How's the feeling in Milwaukee, not just after two home wins, but now Harden and Kyrie out?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement. I don't think there was a ton of excitement after game three, after the Bucks won their first game, because it was an ugly basketball game. 86-83 is not what you're expecting in 2021 in terms of NBA playoff basketball. That's like Knicks Heat circa 1996. Yeah. You know, it's just an ugly basketball game. But even with Kyrie out, I mean, with Kyrie out, clearly the Bucks fans feel really good about their opportunity to go into to Brooklyn tomorrow night and steal one and potentially close this thing out. But they're also just playing better. And, you know, Kyrie certainly affects what Brooklyn does offensively, but defensively, like, the Bucks just could not get into their offensive sets for whatever reason. And I think even before Kyrie went out, really all game yesterday, they looked more offensively like the Bucks team that I saw when they were playing at their best in the regular season. The Bucks team that looked amazing against the Miami Heat in the first round of the NBA playoffs. So I think they're starting to find their stride and find that comfort level of going up against the Brooklyn defense.
Gabe Neitzel, ESPN Milwaukee. Always appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for shedding some light on what's going on in your neck of the woods. Thanks.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.